And the Southeast Southwest Freeway is a mess. Traffic is backed up across the 11th Street Bridge and back across the 14th Street Bridge. Very, very tough day this morning. But here's somebody to brighten it up as you sit there for about an hour. The man who can make you smile behind the wheel.
Smile behind the wheel?
That's right.
Heard of being dirty behind the ears, but never smiling behind the wheel.
You never know. Really, all depends how you clutch the gears. It's the quite lovely Dono Dame.
Mr. and Mrs. M.O. Meyer of Monroe, Louisiana.
M.O. Meyer.
Have moved to an apartment because their house has collided with one truck too many. They had a lovely little home until Interstate 20 was built, and they wound up 10 yards from a busy exit ramp.
Sounds like I-66 over here.
The ramp has a sharp curve, and a total of eight, count them, one through eight, eight trucks didn't quite make it. They kept smashing into the Myers' kitchen window until the window and most of the rest of the house disappeared in a flaming collision with a gas truck. The eighth truck took out all that was left of the place, a singed carport. And now there is nothing.
Guess who's coming for breakfast? Boy, it's difficult. It's just like you. They're going to build I-66. A lot of houses are going to be right there. Sam, good morning. How you doing? You can talk. Say something. I mean, the people are going to think I'm talking to myself in here.
No, you're not talking.
See, there's somebody else in here. Bullet mania rampant all over our city. I went to dinner last night. Downtown. Guess who walks in? Greavy and Kupchak. And a place got up and started applauding. Boy, Kupchak's a big fellow. Big fellow. Y'all ready for the final series?
Oh, you bet.
Let's go get them. Well, tomorrow night, Seattle plays Denver if Seattle wins. First game in Seattle on Sunday. And the Bullets get games 2 and 3 here because of a conflicting schedule. So we'll see what happens. What else is going on in the world?
Okay, it's 57 degrees. This is Donald Day with the continuing May 16th edition of the WPGC News Magazine. The headline, Senators Jacob Javits and Clifford Case say Israel's morale will be devastated by the sale of warplanes to Egypt and Saudi Arabia. They commented after the Senate yesterday refused to block President Carter's $5 billion Middle East aircraft deal. The Senate has already approved a $499 billion federal budget for fiscal 1979. Approval came just a few hours after House and Senate conferees reached a compromise on the federal spending figure. Former First Lady Pat Nixon is listed in good condition at a Long Beach, California hospital, where she is being treated for what is described as a pulmonary infection. She's expected to be there for a few more days. A hearing is scheduled in U.S. District Court in Alexandria today on a proposed cutoff of state funds for Medicaid abortions in Virginia. Judge Albert Bryan last month ordered the state to reimburse poor women for therapeutic abortions under the state's Medicaid program. The Virginia legislature on March 9th had voted to cut off payments for abortions, lest the mother's life was in danger. But Bryan said last month the women who needed abortions would be irreparably harmed if he did not order the state to again pay for them. Today's hearing is aimed at settling the dispute. The cheating epidemic. More on that next on the WPGC News Magazine.
The sun scorches your car's finish. Overnight dew claws at it. Road tars nibble at it. Detergents slap at it. Rain pocks it. Grease mauls it. Birds abuse it. Yeah, the elements are hard on your car. So you need to put something hard on your car. The hard shell finish of Turtle Wax.
Turtle Wax gives a hard shell finish. Turtle Wax.
Yeah, anything you hurl against that turtle's back bounces off, especially sunlight. So let the elements be as nasty as they want. You've got the hard shell to shield you. And you brought your car to that dazzling luster in just 30 minutes. Because a turtle goes on easy and stays on hard. Any wonder why the turtle is the world's best-selling name in auto waxes? Liquid or paste. The turtle brings your car back alive and seals out any threat under the sun.
Turtle wax gives a hard shell finish. Turtle wax.
They say honesty is the best policy, but don't tell that to the students of Central Florida. The staff of the Cocoa Beach High School newspaper set out recently to discover just how honest people really are. So they distributed a questionnaire at shopping malls, beaches, and other public places throughout Central Florida to 268 students from a broad cross-section of elementary and high schools. Among their findings, 9 out of 10 students admitted they had cheated at school, while 13% believed it was morally right to do so. 41% of the surveyed students said they had shoplifted at least once, with 18% saying they do it frequently. The editor of the high school paper said she feels the results substantiate a serious morale problem of America today, not only in Florida, but other places, that Florida test being only indicative of the way things are today in the country. WPGC News Magazine time is 8:59. In the People section, music, Stephen Stills has just completed the final mix on his new album. It's untitled, but the cover art is ready. It's a photo of Stills sitting on a big racehorse. Medical, a California doctor has some bad news for longtime marijuana users. Dr. Donald Teskin told an American Lung Association conference in Boston yesterday that chronic marijuana smoking can cause just as much lung damage, if not more, as smoking cigarettes. People, Jim Henson, creator of the Muppets, will receive an honorary Doctor of Fine Arts degree Friday from his alma mater, the University of Maryland in College Park. Metro weather, showers or thunder showers today may cause some minor flooding. High today 60 to 65. Periods of rain likely tonight, tapering off tomorrow. Low tonight 50 to 55. Not quite so cool tomorrow, heading for a high near 70. And then hopefully by Thursday, we'll have sunshine once again. Current Washington temperature 57 at WPGC FM at AM. Morningside, it's 9 o'clock.